Welcome to the Fight. This is for the newsletter that was written on Friday, March 28th. 23andMe files for Chapter 11. This has been, I think, one of the biggest pieces of news that has hit the internet for a long time. This is very, very dangerous. This is a company that's had really no structure, didn't confirm or deny the breach until it was really publicly out there. And even then, they didn't really have any answers. And now, they are going to possibly sell your data to the highest bidder. We covered this on the Security Box, which was program number 232. Also, we have linked on our own blog on this past week to a story as well. Sans News Bites also mentions that you, under UK rules, under the GDPR, have the right to have your information deleted from this company under the Right to Be Forgotten Act as part of the GDPR. It is recommended you exercise it. AI crawlers, something we've never talked about, they are overwhelming FOSS, defenders, build mazes. Basically, what's happening here is that the AI traffic, while Cloudflare is affected, is only 1% of their specific traffic, but a big problem. And these bots are basically scraping data. There may be something that we can do to basically eliminate them, but for now, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot. Discussion indicates that they should be, in theory, built to have robots.txt, a file that tells our general web crawlers how to deal with websites. We'll have to see if there's anything updating on this in the near future. In other news, U.S. defense contractor Morse will pay $6 million to settle false claims act case. IT service company fined £3 million for ransomware attack. Something I've actually read and will be getting an article on the blog, because I've got several Bleeping Computer articles that I opened on the 28th. And this one I actually did read, because it was at the top of Bleeping Computer when I opened their webpage. Vedir Labs researchers detail solar converter vulnerabilities. And this is something very interesting. This deals more with people who are getting their power by solar. So if you're doing that, then get a load of this article. Sounds like the companies involved have gotten their act together, patched everything, and that's a good sign. Check out the article, though, if you are interested in more, because there's plenty there, and it mentions the three biggest companies out of the six in the industry providing the service of having the said vulnerability. Should we not be surprised at this next headline? Oracle denies cloud breach, though leaked data are genuine. Oracle is turning into a company that we've talked about in earlier podcasts, where they actually said, we have nothing to do with the breach. Now, mind you, the company in question, whose name is not coming to my mind at the moment of recording, had many companies pieces of information, and a lot of companies were targeted after they were hacked. I'm sure you could look it up, and I'm sure I'll probably get a ping to remind me what the company name was, but it's not important for this one, because now Oracle is falling in the same category. And according to the comments from the Sands editorial team, this breach apparently is coming from one of their own products. Whoops! If you use VMware tools for Windows, you need to update. It is because they will fix authentication issues. And this one deals with authentication bypass, something you should never, ever, ever have in software. I've never heard of Crush FTP. But this is yet another client that you need to be aware of, because now they have been hit. This one is critical unauthenticated HTTPS port. There's some sort of vulnerability there. I've never understood what exactly is going on, because you really should be using 443 for HTTPS. So I'm not sure if this is an HTTP and HTTPS bug or what. And yes, I did read it, but I'm not clear. I haven't read the articles per se, but I do read what they have to say, because they usually explain it well, but I don't think any of this community is affected by this particular vulnerability. But if you do know of people that use this software, we can help you by passing along the information, which is what we're trying to do here. Finally, Draytech, a company I've never heard of, but their routers reportedly are in a reboot loop. If you use their products, you might want to contact them and get assistance on getting your router up and running. We'll have a link to the Sans News Bites newsletter for March 28th available in the show notes. The editorial board of Sans News Bites includes Brian Honan, Kurt Dukes, Chris Elge, David Holzer, Ed Scoutis, Gal Sponsor, Jake Williams, who you can actually find on Mastodon, by the way. I've seen boosts coming from him. Dr. Johannes Ulrich, John Pescatar, Josh Wright, Kathy Bradford, Lance Spitzner, Lee Neely, Mark Weatherford, Moses Frost, Suzanne Valtrinet, and William Hugh Murray. Sans Institute is located at 11,200 Rockview Pike, Suite 200, North Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Jared Reimer, the Jared Reimer Network. And you are listening to the Technology Podcast Series, bringing you news, information, podcasts, and more. We will see you on another edition of Sans News Bites next week.